In yet another surprise, U.S. jobless claims were up and over expectations. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 21st day of July. Thanks as always, everybody, for being here. In other news, Wall Street posted its third win in a row. The fight against unionization continues. This time, we look to Chipotle. More corporate job cuts have been announced. You know, the price of electric vehicles has scared off many consumers, but Hyundai may be coming to play. Snap stock plummeted. We'll tell you why. Consumer and brand loyalty? Turns out consumers may not be so loyal. We've got the Wall Street Report, and are Americans now unable to afford America? For the interview, the opportunities and challenge of the remote workforce with Roe Crosby of Tarot International. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday Eve edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. It was a surprise reading. Jobless claims are up and higher than what was expected. CNBC is reporting that initial jobless claims hit their highest level since mid-November last week. That's the latest sign that a historically tight labor market is beginning to slow. Claims totaled 251,000 for the week that ended July 16. That was up 7,000 from the week before and above the 240,000 Dow Jones estimate. The gain brought filings for unemployment insurance to their highest weekly level since November 13 of last year and provided another indicator that job markets that was on fire last year has begun to cool this year. Continuing claims, which run a week behind the headline number, increased to over 1.3 million. That's the highest total since April 23rd. Meanwhile, companies in the Philadelphia Fed survey reported higher costs for salaries, with 78.6% saying they have increased wages and compensation over the past 3 months. No respondent said that they cut wages. The survey also showed inflation pressures still high but cooling. The prices paid and prices received indexes both fell from a month ago but remain a bit elevated. Wall Street had another winning day as the major indexes all finished the day in the green. The Dow gained nearly 100 points in the final 30 minutes of the session. Those closing numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Workers at a Maine Chipotle believe their efforts to unionize the restaurant has caused the company to permanently close the location. Tell Me Best is reporting that during the pandemic, many employees in low-paying jobs came to realize their frontline efforts might not be safe. This shift in mindset gave rise to a wave of unionization attempts, particularly among the likes of workers employed by corporate behemoths like Apple, Starbucks, and Amazon. Chipotle workers vying for a better treatment at a restaurant in Augusta, Maine, were the latest to join nationwide unionization efforts. Unfortunately, however, their attempt allegedly resulted in the permanent closure of the Chipotle that they worked in. According to the New York Times, Chipotle let its employees working in the Augusta, Maine restaurant know that they were permanently closing the store just hours before the employees were set to vote at the National Labor Relations Board for unionization. As a result, the workers have retained legal counsel. In response to the union-busting accusations aimed at Chipotle, the corporation has maintained that it decided to close the store for unrelated reasons. The company cited the decision came as a result of the conclusion that it would never be able to properly staff the store due to its rural locale. Interestingly enough, however, Chipotle only moved to permanently close the Augusta location after employees decided to seek unionization for the very reasons the company cited for the store closure. Brandy McNeese, who was part of the group of employees seeking unionization at the Augusta-based Chipotle, said that she walked out in June because she could no longer feel safe working in a place that was not only understaffed, but where people were never properly trained on how to prepare or handle the food that they were serving. It's expected the National Labor Relations Board will now determine the outcome. You know, there have been a number of companies announcing job cuts for a variety of reasons. On Wednesday, we reported that Ford is cutting 8,000 jobs in an effort to cut costs related to electric vehicle production. On Thursday, convenience store 7-Eleven announced it will cut 800 corporate jobs. The eliminations come roughly a year after the company completed its $21 billion acquisition of rival C-store business Speedway. According to a 7-Eleven spokesperson, the cuts were of certain jobs in the company's Irving, Texas, and Enon, Ohio support centers, as well as field support roles. 7-Eleven is not alone. Many companies are now either hitting the brakes on hiring or beginning to lay people off as they look for opportunities to slash expenses. You know, one of the big turnoffs for consumers when it comes to buying an electric vehicle is sticker shock. It's well known that EVs are priced thousands of dollars more than their internal combustion counterparts. Well, now Hyundai is moving to cut prices. The Street is reporting the company plans to roll out a full electric entry-level car in Europe, selling for a little more than $20,000 by the end of the year or early 2023, according to Automotive News Europe. The Korean automaker is working on a battery-powered mini car. Also in the game is Volkswagen, which hopes to have its lower-priced vehicle on the market soon, at least in Europe. Well, it's not been a good time for Snap, and on Thursday we saw the company's stock, well, snap. MarketWatch is reporting the company that relies heavily on advertising revenue reported a second-quarter net loss of $422 million, or 26 cents a share, compared with a loss of $151 million, or 10 cents a share, just a year ago. In addition, executives declined to provide third-quarter guidance, citing, quote, uncertainties related to the operating environment, end quote. When you don't have future guidelines, that does not set well with investors. Snap closed the regular session up by 5.5%, but following the Q2 disclosure, fell by 25% in after-hours trading on Thursday. You know, much has been written about brand loyalty. Here at our advertising and marketing agency, we talk about it all the time. How important is it for a brand to continue to deliver quality products and service? All that is key to that company's success. Well, now comes a survey that indicates that one screw-up, just one, will turn consumers away. Newsweek is reporting that a recent poll of 2,000 U.S. adults found inconsistent or obsolete online product information to be the number one deal-breaker for consumers to break up with a brand that they use. But there is more, and this is interesting. Over half, 51% of those polled, said a great online or social media experience, such as fast replies to their questions, funny posts, and detailed how-to videos, would convince them to give that brand yet another try. Two-thirds, or 67%, said they would be willing to switch brands if their initial experience with a new company is a cut above their usual experience. In fact, 58% have recently switched from a brand they used to love to its competitor. Almost half, or 47%, said they were enticed by an enhanced product experience, such as the availability of accessories, an online community, or, again, how-to videos. And here's something that is really surprising. 47% of consumers were drawn in by the competitor's brand taking a similar stance on issues that are meaningful to them. Like what? Well, workforce diversity or environmental compliance. So, hey, brands, you listening? It was another good day on Wall Street as the major indexes posted another day in the green. The Dow popped by nearly 100 points in the final 30 minutes of the trade, to close up by 162 points at 32,036, while the Nasdaq continued its march forward, gaining 161 points to close at 12,059. And the S&P 500 picked up 39 points, a solid showing, to end the day at 39.98. Tesla gained nearly 10% on the day after posting another great earnings report. Philip Morris gained 4.2% after posting earnings that beat estimates. However, United Airlines lost 10% on narrow sales that did not meet expectations. And finally, there is this. Bloomberg has some interesting news about affordability. Now, true, Europe is not often associated with affordability, but that's exactly where Americans priced out of the U.S. housing market are headed, or so it seems. Here's a quote from the consultant. Quote, "The rising cost of living has made it more expensive to live in any major U.S. city than in European cities," end quote. Factor in a strong dollar, new remote worker visas, and programs that allow people to buy decaying buildings for as little as a buck, and those dreams of European living can start to make financial sense for some. Here's some of the numbers. The number of Americans living in Portugal ticked up 45% last year. Spain saw a 13% increase in its U.S.-born population from 2019 to 2021. Inquiries about moving to Greece at Sotheby's International Realty soared by 40% from April to June of this year compared to last year. In the first quarter of 2022, Americans comprised 12% of Sotheby's Italian revenue compared to 5% in the first 3 months of 2021. Some other factors? There's that quality of life, access to cultural spaces, exploration of Europe, and fulfilling a lifelong dream. Interesting, no? All right, stay with us for the interview, because coming up next, we're going to be talking about the opportunities and the challenges of a remote workforce. My guest is Roe Crosby, the president and CEO of Taro International. We're going to be talking about how leaders need to be up on their game to be able to manage the transparency of working remote. That is coming up next.